Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to our year-end broadcast. There are so many exciting things to cover on the local culinary and cocktail scene. And what better place to do it than the place that has really made, I think, one of the biggest headlines across the Old Pueblo on the Tucson food and beverage scene. We are live from Augustine Kitchen, which is right off of Congress, just about a block west of I-10 on the south side of the street. And friends, you're in for a treat because we're going to be talking to three-time Iron Chef of Tucson, Ryan Clark. He's going to be with us during the second half of the show. We're going to be talking to the bar manager here of Augustine Kitchen, Garrett Stefkin, who's going to give us a sneak peek into the world of cocktails in this very dynamic and energetic bar program that is really making a lot of noise across Southern Arizona. But before we do any of that, we wanted to bring in the oracle of wisdom in the libation community. Now, friends, every single New Year's Eve show, the last show of the year, for the last 5 years, she has been our celebrity co-host. We certainly couldn't do this show without her. From Alliance Beverage, the lovely Jessica Nenedick is back.
Oh, thanks, Matt. What an introduction.
Has it
been 5 years?
This is our fifth year working together. And we could not have anybody else more credentialed, Jessica, to recap the year in wine, in beer, in cocktails, and libations than Jessica Nenedick. And working for Alliance Beverage, which, of course, is a household name, you're probably the best credentialed person to do that here. So welcome back.
Thank you.
How's your year been going?
My year's been great. It really has been great. Lots of great, exciting things on the food and beverage scene. Personally had a great year. My kids are awesome. My family's healthy. I just couldn't ask for more.
That's wonderful. You know, we're going to be picking your brain a little bit, talking about the ins and the outs. You know, we saw a lot of ups and downs in the cocktail world.
We did.
And a lot of ins and outs. I see that you've come prepared to talk about a few of those. But speaking of great cocktails and great deals, we're right in the middle of happy hour right here at Augustine Kitchen. We've got great beer and wine specials. We've got cocktails. There are some, Jessica, house infusions for only $5 right now.
You know, that's amazing.
I thought they were in this business to make money. But anyway, $5 for house infusions. There's a vodka infusion, a rum infusion, a tequila infusion. You know, when I say tequila and infusion, you know, Roger Hathorn walks in. Every time he hears about a good cocktail, Roger Hathorn is always alive at the party, and he's as far away from the bar as I've ever seen him. But anyway, go get yourself a drink, Roger, for crying out loud. So we're having a great party here at Augustine. Thanks. Tell us about what's going on this year from a cocktail perspective.
Well, you know, cocktails, beer, wine, everything trends. It trends up, it trends down. What people are drinking, what people are buying, what people are asking for at happy hour, it all sort of shifts and changes. But this year, a couple of things to talk about in cocktails. You know, according to my friend Aaron DeFeo out at the Casino del Sol, he is a fantastic mixologist.
Indeed.
He's a member of the United States Bartenders Guild, and he basically confirmed my suspicions in that people are drinking craft cocktails. They're drinking craft spirits. They're drinking culinary cocktails. They're allowing that bartender to walk them through the experience of ordering a cocktail that fits their tastes perfectly.
Absolutely.
They're custom. Each cocktail is so custom. And for us to walk into a bar and have somebody spend the time and find out what we like and make and craft a cocktail specifically for us with fresh, local, wonderful ingredients. It's really a great trend.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to hear you say that because a year ago this week, we were sitting at Renee's Organic Oven for our end of the year broadcast, and we asked you to sort of predict what was going to happen on the Tucson cocktail scene, and you talked about this sort of trend of molecular gastronomy. You talked about people doing really fun and innovative architectural things to a cocktail. You take a look back across the landscape of 2013, you were right on the money.
I was right on the money. Go
figure. I want to take you to the dog track.
I feel like I'm in a dream sequence right now. Cue the dream sequence. But no, seriously, I think that, you know, walking to your favorite location and letting that bartender really craft, because these bartenders are professionals. You know, that's one of the trends that I've seen this year specifically is the trend of, not the trend, I hope it's a movement,
right,
of the bartenders becoming your professional guide to cocktails, to spirits, to wine, allowing that person behind the bar at your tableside in a great establishment, and you trust that person to make an informed decision based on what you like. You know, give it up, and it'll come back to you.
I love it. So craft cocktails, artisan cocktails, culinary cocktails, these are the kind of things that you're sort of seeing is in now?
It's very in, right. And it's being done at all types of places. You'll see, you used to walk into a bar and see the requisite condiment tray that had cherries and olives and onions and some lemon wedges. That's no more.
That's people gone.
That's gone.
And let me just say, and thank goodness.
And thank God, because maraschino cherries are not food. Please, people. Unless you make them yourselves, like my friend Doug at Feast. Just saying.
Okay, absolutely. Got to, props to Doug.
Props to Doug.
And what he does with maraschino cherries. And there are some cocktails that you just can't have it without a maraschino. But
Manhattan.
A Manhattan, you got to do it?
You got to do it.
Absolutely.
But you're seeing rosemary. You're seeing fresh mint, basil, infusions of simple syrups. Panka is a good example. They have this amazing cocktail made with rosé wine and Herbes de Provence simple syrup that will, quote, set you free.
There's a culinary cocktail right there.
And those types of things, and even ordering off a wine list, you're going to see different varieties. You're going to have your bartender, your server be able to tell you what's sweet, what's dry, what's tangy, what goes best with your, small plate or board that you're dining, you're eating that particular sitting. They're going to be able to tell you what beer is local, crafted. They might even be able to tell you when it was made.
So your servers at great restaurants across Southern Arizona, they really have to up their game as well.
Because
the discriminating palate and patron here at a place like Augustine Kitchen, they're going to expect their server to be able to sort of guide them, to be able to navigate them across the spectrum of flavors and tastes and profiles when they're matching up a particular cocktail with a particular entree.
Absolutely, and I would hope that we as diners help that. We walk in and we expect that elevation. We expect that level of service because Tucson's really a food town.
Right.
A food and beverage
town.
Isn't
that wonderful?
It's so great. And, I've traveled a lot across the country, even abroad. And I really do love coming home and eating in Tucson.
That's right.
I do.
Now, what are some of the other things that have sort of gone the way of the plastic condiment tray on the bar top?
When you talk about trends, you always talk about what's in. But some of the things that are out right now how many different Cosmos can one have on one's cocktail menu? We hope the answer is zero. Things that are trending out are things like margaritas with sort of that pre-made sweet and sour.
With the green-yellow mix.
Yeah. It's
Thank
not,
goodness that's out of
Not
here.
A color found in nature, by the way. another thing that we saw trending way out is the skinny cocktail.
Yes.
Now, right. from a professional standpoint, the skinny cocktail is any cocktail made with half the alcohol. So just keep that in mind. It's a marketing ploy.
Now, why would you want to do that to yourself,
well,
Jessica?
Because you don't want the calories, and calories are generally speaking in the alcohol. And then another thing that people are not drinking are well drinks.
Right.
People are upping their game right. as far as the spirit, the craft spirit, the types of quality spirits that they're mixing with.
Yeah, Jim's vodka, Pat's bourbon, all of the traditional well that you just wouldn't be able to find anywhere else, gone.
It's gone.
Nothing's hanging out in the well these days.
Gone away is the rot gut.
So what's the one thing, we have 1 minute remaining before we do a commercial break, what's the one thing you look most forward to in the year 2014 from a beverage perspective?
From a beverage perspective, that's a really tough question. I can't even say perspective, how tough it is. Matt, you're right. I really, really look forward to the getting to know these bartenders as professionals. And it's really about the service.
Right.
That's really what I look forward to, is elevating that service and expecting that when you go into one of your favorite places. The bar is for these people, is part of their revenue stream. It needs to be. It also needs to be a place where guests can go and really get taken care of.
Well, you know what? Guests can come here to Augustine Kitchen and get very well taken care of, whether it's Garrett or Kieran behind the bar, whether it's Ryan Clark in the back of the house making people smile from the kitchen. This is a great place. We're going to be talking to Chef Ryan Clark here in the second half of the show. But when we come back, Jessica, we're going to be talking with Garrett Stefkin, the bar manager here, who has really begun to sort of turn some heads across Southern Arizona. And we're going to find out what the secret is to his cocktail success when we come back. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go away.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. My buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of Happy Hour at Augustine Kitchen, right off of Congress, just about a block west of I-10 on the south side of the street. Just follow your nose, or you can listen, maybe hear the sounds of the shaker in the background that gets a little bit louder and a little bit louder as you get close to the mothership. But here we are at Augustine Kitchen with our celebrity co-host for the full hour from Alliance Beverage. Jessica Nedetic is back. And we're drinking a little bubbly, aren't we?
We are. Speaking of trends, one of the trends that is this year is sweet and bubbly. And this particular one is a Brachetto. It's by Banfi. It's called Rosa Regali. And it really, you know, people say they don't like sweet, but if it's balanced with a little acidity at
the
end, you got it made. So this is, that's what we're drinking.
You know, I always like a drink that represents who I am, personality-wise, and I love the fact that you've aligned right there. You've talked about sweet and bubbly. What better way to define our beautiful co-host for the full hour? But anyway, what a gorgeous beverage to begin a night of celebration.
It's going to be a week of celebration. You know, when that New Year's Eve falls on a Tuesday, it's got to be the whole week.
That's right. Well, speaking of celebration, there's a guy who's making a lot of noise in town because people are really talking about the beverage program here at Augustine Kitchen. We thought we'd get the man to sit down for just a few minutes. You know, I don't think he ever sits, Jessica. If he sits down, you know, his power is off, and his power is always on. The bar manager here at Augustine Kitchen, Garrett Stefkins, with us. What's going on, man?
How you doing? I am more comfortable standing.
Well, feel free to stand if you want. You know, but anyway, thank you so much for having
us here. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Our final show of the year. You're kind of recapping what's going on. What are the ins and outs on the culinary side, on the cocktail side? And we really wanted to get inside your head a little bit, talk a little bit about cocktails. How do you begin to even approach putting together a beverage program for the kind of place that Augustine Kitchen basically promises to be to this community?
Well, this one was actually totally theoretical when I first wrote it down. It was all just ideas I had. I'd never made any of these drinks.
Wow.
And I started there, and it actually didn't come together until, like, 2 days before we opened, actually tasting it. And everything was pretty spot on with where I wanted it to be.
So in your mind, you sort of had...
Specs changed a little bit here and there.
Yeah, you sort of had this idea, the model, the architecture for what...
I had a concept for each drink, trying to make a good selection.
And how do you define your sort of bar program? I'm looking at your cocktail list, and I will once again remind our listeners that you got a great happy hour special pricing here. We've got great beer, great wine, but these infusion cocktails that are available for only $5 up until 6 o'clock. You've got, you know, sometimes you see a bar does, you know, a house infusion. There's one cocktail. I lost count how many infusions you have. Talk about your infusions.
We've got 5 infusions right now. We've got a roasted pepper tequila margarita that we do. We've got a green tea gin that we throw in an ice water. We've got a black lime rum that we're doing a daiquiri with, cold daiquiri. And we've got a vanilla bourbon that we're just serving on the rocks because it's delicious.
And that gets back, Jessica, to some of the things you talked about even last year. Looking back, I mean, these are the kinds of almost culinary cocktails that really people are demanding.
Well, and, you know, just like Garrett said, they're well thought out. You come up with concepts and recipes, and then you go to a test kitchen or test bar, as it were, and you test them out, and you try them, and you balance them, and then you formulate your recipes. I mean, it's a professional way to do approach to a cocktail menu. We're not just throwing a couple things in a blender anymore. And you don't have a blender, I'm sure.
We actually do. we don't use it for daiquiris or anything. It's mostly for making syrups.
Thank you. You just redeemed yourself here. For making syrups. But, you know, your house-made syrups. Your simple syrups, your infused simples. I think, Jessica, again, you talked
about
the rosemary
infusion
last year. Everything house-made. Yeah. And how has that – I mean, that really has changed up the expectation of the patron when they're coming in. You know, gone are the days – I mean, no one's going to come in here and order a rum and Coke, for crying out loud.
They do, but we try to – push them to be a little more adventurous. I mean, we try to make everything house-made. It's more fun for us. It's cool for the customers to come in. Oh, you have a house-made triple sec in your margarita.
Wow.
Yeah, you're honing in on your own craft.
Yeah, I mean, we really just do it because it's fun. Kieran and I have a good time just kind of making things happen back there.
And we should say, when you're talking about Kieran, you're talking about Kieran Weiss, you know, a master mixologist here in Southern Arizona for a long time. We lost him for a little while.
Lost him up to Portland,
but he came back, and where did he land? At Augustine Kitchen.
And I couldn't be happier. He's an old friend of mine. We actually went to high school together.
No kidding.
The guy made me my first cocktail when I was 21 when he worked at Barrio. And to be working with him is great.
Where'd you go to high school? Let's hear
Tucson
it.
High.
Okay, so you guys are probably alums of the year for Tucson High, you know, considering how you've changed up this community.
Yeah, actually our other bartender, David Scharf, was also a Tucson High alum. He was the bar manager at Cafe Passé. Had a great little program there. Right. And brought them on, so we've got a really strong bar team.
In addition to these great craft cocktails that we've talked about, you've got a...
I actually made you one.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, was Matt Russell surprised by this? Was this the
very
unexpected?
Very late Christmas?
Yes, and you've made me one. Now, Jessica, have you been naughty or nice?
I've been a little bit of both.
Okay, well,
there are two straws.
Two straws. Anyway, let's talk about this cocktail, Garrett.
Sure. This is the Glass Eye. It is a... peated scotch. Well, actually, in place of the peated scotch, I did the Tucson Del Bac whiskey.
Whiskey from Hamilton Distillers.
Hamilton, Stephen
Absolutely.
Paul makes some really cool.
He's a hero of mine.
Craft spirit.
Mesquite whiskey. It's port, lime juice, smoked whiskey, and a splash of absinthe.
Oh, my gosh.
Which sounds scary, but it's really...
Please don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid
don't
of
the Don't be afraid
eye.
Of the cocktail.
No.
So you've got the smokiness coming off that mesquite.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing some fresh lime juice in here.
Fresh lime juice daily.
So
yeah.
You've got the wonderful sort of tartness of that lime coming together with the smokiness of that single malt. And little absinthe, just to say how much you love us.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a gorgeous cocktail. And it looks beautiful.
It's pretty.
I mean, this is a New Year's Eve cocktail.
Absolutely. Talk to me about the ice. Why is it important to use a very large chunk of ice versus lots of small pieces?
Aesthetic is my always go-to answer for that, but it helps a drink dilute at a good pace. If you have a bunch of sloppy wet ice in there, you're drinking water by the end. If you got one big like dry cold rock that you put in there, it's great to sip on.
We don't want sloppy and wet.
We don't.
Yeah. Kitchen.
Oh my!
Yeah. Hey,
we can make that ice at home.
You could. I that came out of a huge hotel pain.
Yeah, no. I'll be coming to Augustine for my ice. Thank you very much.
Smaller exactly. scale at home.
Well, we got to take a quick commercial break and thank a sponsor, but I don't want you to go away because we got a couple more questions that we demand answers for.
Yeah.
So hang on and sit close tight with us. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNST. We're broadcasting live from Augustine Kitchen on our special year-end broadcast. Don't go away. We're going to be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Augustine Kitchen, right off of Congress, just about a block west of I-10 on the south side of the street. Having a great time with my celebrity co-host from Alliance Beverage, as she is every last show of the year. Jessica Nenevic is our celebrity co-host.
Thank you, Matt.
We're having great cocktails. We're having some great bubbly. We're having a spirited conversation with the bar manager here, Garrett Stefkin. I mean, I want to be Garrett Stefkin for just a weekend.
I don't know if you can handle it, Matt.
Ouch. Ouch, Jessica.
I mean, it's been a while. I don't think I can handle it.
Not as exciting as it sounds. I'm here most of the time.
It's like dinner to show, though, watching him work with all the muddling and the shaking and the stirring. I think the entertainment value when you come down here to Augustine is equally as important as the culinary and the cocktail value. But anyway, you had a question of Garrett.
Yeah. I think that one of the food trends and spirit trends, wine trends that is happening right now is people eating at the bar because they have that front line to the bartender. The bartender knows what's great in the kitchen, what's coming out to compare with their cocktails or wine or beer. And I think that's a great thing to talk about. If my husband and I or a girlfriend and I want to come in and sit right at the bar, what's the benefit to that? Do you see that happening?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of the best seats in the house, aside
absolutely.
From pulling a chair up to the line and watching the chefs work. You get to, watch these cocktails go out, which is fun. I always like answering questions for guests, what are you making there? What's this and that? And kind of introducing people to new stuff.
And I just love it, too, because I think that elevating that bar professional to another level, because you have to know, what your guests would like, what's on the menu, what's fresh, what's being prepared specially today, what cocktails that they may like, what wine would pair with their food, what beer you're serving. I mean, you're all encompassing. Eating at the bar is no joke.
It changes every day, so.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we should also say, this is not in a script, and this is not some sort of a prompted statement, but, I always get the fear that when someone sits up at the bar and has a meal, they end up providing gratuity to the bartender or to the mixologist that would equate to what the drink would get if they were just ordering the drink. If you're sitting up at the bar and you're having a wonderful meal, the bartender is your server. So that becomes they are the ones that should be gifted the gratuity, just like you would be doing it if you're in the dining room. So let me just say that to dispel any myths out there. Right. These are the hardest working people
Absolutely.
In the restaurant, I think.
No doubt. I've done it for a profession, so have you.
Absolutely.
It's definitely the hardest working.
When I bartended 25 years ago, if it wasn't Coors or Cuervo, I don't think I could do it. This was the Bum Steer circa 1987, which is now closed and probably for good reason. But anyway, the hardest working people in the industry, I think. We talked about your great craft cocktails, the fact that you're using this great, Whiskey Del Bac from Hamilton. I love the peaty, the smokiness of that single malt. We talked about, you got some great wines on tap. What about your beer program? You got some nice taps here?
Yeah, the beer taps are actually all Arizona wines.
Excellent.
Which is fun.
Excellent.
We're kind of sticking with that farm to fork mentality that
Excellent.
Ryan started with the kitchen. We're
right.
trying to do local, support the community. but at the same time have a great selection of beers.
And you're doing some local beers here. I see Barrio Rojo.
We've got Barrio, we've got Dragoon, we've got Borderlands, 1055, ton of Tucson beers.
That's great.
A couple from Bisbee. We've got the Four Peaks Oatmeal Stout.
Oh, very
Tempe,
nice.
So
very respectable.
Yeah.
Now, you know, are you as surprised as we are by this explosion of craft brewers here in the Old Pueblo?
I'm not, actually. I'm a home brewer myself.
You are.
And I think it starts as a hobby for a lot of people, and then they realize how fun it is. And
right.
Just like, this, I can make money doing
and
this.
And you can actually make them up.
I'm making good profit.
Well, I'm a craft beer guy, and I celebrate the opening of each and every one, and especially for bar managers. You know, you have the very difficult job of going out in the community and trying some of these beers.
It's hard.
Bringing them back, you know, because guests here at Augustine Kitchen demand only the best. And when you take a look at what you got back on those shelves, only the best will do, and you really have manifest the best here. I'm so delighted we had a chance to get to know you a little bit better.
My pleasure.
Love this. Remind me the name of this cocktail again.
It's Glass Eye.
Okay, the Glass Eye needs to be on your New Year's Eve and all other cocktail excursions. This is a gorgeous cocktail coming from a gorgeous, I suppose I could call you a gorgeous bar manager.
You.
I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, let's just be honest. Anyway, happy New Year's Eve to
happy
you.
New Year.
We're going to be talking to Chef Ryan Clark here in the second half of the show, talking about what some great food coming out of the kitchen and how that pairs well with some great cocktails. But Garrett, thanks so much for everything
thanks
you do
lot,
in this
Matt.
Community. So Jessica, we are doing New Year's Eve coming up here in a couple days. What are your plans?
Well, you know, I am actually going to take it a little easy this year's Eve. You laugh,
yeah,
but
right.
I don't think I've seen midnight since 1999.
And oh, what a year that was.
Oh, what a year that was. But, you know, that's one of those days that nights and days. I mean, I did that for a long time. I celebrated New Year. I drank champagne and celebrated midnight. But, you know, I think it's all about making those positive resolutions and looking forward and looking back and being grateful for all you have. And I don't think that has to happen at midnight.
Absolutely.
So.
That's it should be with you all year long.
And that's my excuse for not being able to stay up for
You know, we've been in various parts of the world for New Year's Eve. We were in Hawaii a couple years ago and we watched the East Coast ball. When that went down, I think it was like 6 o'clock Hawaii time. That was enough for us. You know, we got that out of our system. There's a lot going on here in Tucson.
Absolutely.
On the culinary and cocktail streets for New Year's Eve. What are the things that you're hearing about on deck for the season?
Well, you know, definitely everybody who's going to be open restaurant-wise is going to have a celebration. They're going to probably do a champagne toast at midnight. Some of them are doing prefix meals, which don't be afraid of that, because actually if a restaurant's doing a prefix or a four-course meal that's already determined, it's the best of what their kitchen's going to offer.
Exactly.
You know, so please don't shy away from a prefix meal, and it's usually a really good deal.
That's what we look for, in fact, because they take all the guesswork out of it.
Exactly, exactly. If you trust the chef that's cooking and you love the environment, then definitely the prefix meal is good for you. Great trends in bubbly. You know, you don't feel like you have to go for the $150 bottle of champagne. Know that you can go to Prosecco. Know that you can go to Cava.
Yes.
Know that you can go to, you know, alternative bubbles, domestic bubbles, to save yourself from, you know, a huge bill at the end of the dinner. And it's not really about that. It's about celebrating. And just let me remind you, Matt, I think I've said this for 5 years and I'll say it again. Please, I implore you, do not wait for New Year's Eve to drink bubbles. Drink
yes.
bubbles every day. Every meal, every day.
About 5 years ago, you challenged me open my horizons a little bit. And you said, you know, try pairing champagne with French fries.
Yes.
And I laughed at you, Jessica Nedidick. And then I tried it. And then I celebrated everything that you are.
I changed your world, Matt. What one French fry and a champagne pairing at a time. But no, truly, that's what I think that you should try. Try. Call your favorite place, find out what they're doing for New Year's Eve, and celebrate in your own style.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you are, yeah.
A couple places I've heard about that we want to make sure that our listeners know about. You know, we always love what Brian Metzger's group does over at Jack's Kitchen in the Abbey. They've got some great New Year's Eve menus that have come together. I think our good friends over at North and Wildflower, you know, the whole Fox family, has got some great New Year's Eve dining.
Absolutely.
Best thing to do is to get online, find out, you know, what is close to home or how far you want to venture. You know, pick an atmosphere or a setting that's right for you, but absolutely please make reservations.
Yes.
I mean, even Augustine Kitchen, I think they might have two or three reservations left. Chef Ryan Clark says, I'm sure after this show, there's not going to be any reservations left once they hear what he has up his sleeve, and he might even give us a little tease. When was the last time you were teased by Chef Ryan Clark, Jessica?
I have never had that privilege.
Well, you haven't lived. Well, anyway, we're going to do a quick Fox News break. We're going to thank a couple of sponsors, and then when we come back, Jessica, the man himself, he's arrived. He has sat down. He is going to be rolling up his sleeves. and talking with us lovingly and passionately about this wonderful culinary story that is all about Augustine Kitchen. And let me tell you, you haven't even begun to know what Augustine is about until you hear Chef Ryan Clark talk about it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're right back here on the other side. Stick around.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to our special end-of-year broadcast of On the Menu Live, live from Augustine Kitchen, right off of Congress, just about a block west of I-10 on the south side of the street. And I am just surrounded by all the things that I love deeply. At the top of the list is my lovely wife, Nancy, who is sitting over there enjoying a cocktail of her own. And here's an absolutely shameless plug. You know, you have a lot to eat during the holidays, and then the time comes where you make your New Year's resolutions, and you want to really talk to a personal trainer about some options that stand before you. Take care of yourself. Empower your health. You should really talk to Nancy Russell. She works at Anytime Fitness on Sunrise and Swan. She is a certified personal trainer, and you can get a hold of her by calling 237-9160. 237-9160 to talk to Nancy about our personal training program. So we are here with the honorable, with the graceful, with the intentional, three-time Iron Chef of Tucson, my good friend Ryan Clark. What is going on, Chef?
Hey, Matt, you scared me there a second. Three-time.
And it is because of you, sir, that the governing committee of the Iron Chef operation says we need term limits now because this guy's going to win every single year. How has your life changed now that you've been three-time Iron Chef, sir?
Well, it's been amazing. You can see now I've got my own restaurant spot. So we keep developing. You know, we're hoping to take this to the next stage here out here on Congress and just make it an amazing spot for people to come and not only have great food, but have great service and have great beverage.
Yeah, you know, when people heard that you were on, you know, word travels fast. As a matter of fact, I just got a tweet from a listener in Hartford, Connecticut, who says, you know, we really need something like this in Hartford. You know, and you should follow them, Taste Like Grape, on Twitter. But anyway, I mean, you do something down here in little old Tucson, really becoming a legitimate foodie town of its own, and now you're making national news. You're blushing. You're almost the shade of the glass eye that Garrett
glass
poured for
eye.
Us.
No, I'm excited. I surrounded myself by very smart and educated people. So I've got a great bar staff. I've got a great staff in front of the house. And my kitchen staff's amazing. So it's not just me. It's this entire progress of people that we have here at Augustine that's making it such a great spot.
You know, we said at the top of the show, this is probably, if I had to come up with a list of the five top news stories along the Tucson culinary and cocktail scene, the fact that Ryan Clark came down here to Mercado and opened up Augustine Kitchen, I think certainly tops my list of the hottest news stories. So how did that decision happen? I mean, there you were at the Lodge in the Desert. Loved the Lodge. In fact, the last time I saw you was in the atrium of the Lodge. You were hacking a 75-pound pig right before my very eyes. I mean, this is a man who takes his butchering very seriously. But now you decided the time was right to come down here to Mercado. Tell me how that all came about.
Well, you know, the Lodge, it's been a great journey. 4 years over there, historic hotel. I had a great time and a great staff over there, and it was time for a new challenge. You know, I got this opportunity talking to Adam, who owns the property out here, and him and I just kind of, I mean, when I got here, I knew this was me. It's a little more modern out here. It's been refreshing a little bit to see the clientele that's coming in. It's more of a mixed age group, so we're getting younger kids in here, also older clientele that's going to the shows and stuff.
Right.
So it just seemed like the right fit for me, and it was the right time in my career to make a move.
Perfect. Well, they're celebrating it down here, let me tell you. And looking out the window, I see the train stop for what is going to be on the modern streetcar line. I mean, that's going to be a game changer, Ryan.
We're the last stop. That means this is your nightcap here. You know, you get that nightcap cocktail. We've got two of the best bartenders in Tucson by far. So, yeah, it's really exciting. We can't wait to have that thing up and running.
So for a while down here in the Mercado, Augustine Brasserie, sort of this classic French brasserie concept, which we absolutely loved, you know, and this was probably during the time where you and Adam were having conversations about really freshening up the space. So for folks that were sort of, you know, accustomed to the experience when they came down to Augustine Brasserie, what can they expect when they come into Chef Ryan Clark's house at Augustine Kitchen?
Well, you're going to get my style of food, which is what I wanted to do here, and that's one of the main reasons I came over. It's that new American concept using local farms. So, you know, we're using tons and tons of purveyors here in the area that really make our food unique and what it is. It's Tucson. Now, a lot of people don't know I'm classically French trained. I went to the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York. So a lot of the food that you're going to have has those same French classic techniques to make it happen. So you're going to still get that in a lot of our dishes, like our chiapino or our spreads that have different types of rillettes, almost similar to a pâté. So you're going to get those French nuances in our menu, but it's that new American farm-to-table that we're going for.
Jessica, what was your last rillette spread?
I'm sure I've had one. Boards are a big thing right now, but I don't remember it being called that. I'm super excited to try it.
I mean, no one does a rillette like Ryan. I mean, I don't know why it's not called Ryan's Rillette on the menu. Speaking of local farms, and I salute you, Chef, for your commitment to sustainability in local farms. And you don't have to look far. You go on your website. You take a look at your menu. There's that. You actually list them by name, do you not?
We do. I list the ones that I use more primarily through our menus. But, yeah, I mean, we want to give them credit because it's great product that they're using and that they're growing for us. So, you know, we're just excited every day. We work with them on a daily basis. You know, we're here in the restaurant 7 days a week, my sous chef Brandon Dillon and I, and we just put so much effort into it, and it's exciting because we don't want to take something that they're putting all their time into and just tarnish it. You know, we want to take that and we want to just make it the best that it can possibly be, and that's what we push to do.
And Brandon's been with you for, I mean...
Brandon and I have known each other since middle school. We're best friends. We've worked together in the industry for, I don't know, 10-plus years. He's an amazing chef. I have a lot of stuff to thank him for.
When I was one of the judges at Iron Chef, I don't know, this was either your first or your second or your third win. I lost count, Ryan.
Yeah.
But it was mango as the secret ingredient, and Brandon was charged with, you know, skinning mangoes for about 45 minutes. And I thought, you know, this is a guy who really loves his job, you know, because he's making a commitment to sourcing mangoes for the chef.
Right, nobody knows that. Brandon Dillon's also a three-time Iron Chef, you know. He was on the staff all 3 years.
On the
so
team,
awesome.
Right. So
awesome.
this style of food that you talked about, talk about how that's manifest on your menu. So when people come in, they take a look at your menu. What's the architecture like? What kind of you know, categories, and how did you begin to put together the menu?
Yeah, well, we wanted to keep some of the French brasserie classics from the old spot, and we did that with the oysters. You know, they had a beautiful raw seafood bar before. We're still doing that with the oysters. So we've got three different types of seasonal oysters that we're bringing in fresh every day. We're also doing a baked oyster, which is beautiful with some house-made chorizo and some cilantro and dry jack cheese. And then we have a fried oyster, and that's with local kumquats. Look out the window here.
See, yeah.
You got to be kidding
we
me.
We use those for our marmalade that goes with our fried oyster. So.
They're a step away from
the
kitchen.
Yeah, step away.
I love it.
We've got some big dishes on the menu, some small dishes and greens, of course. One of my favorite things that really just talks about the local farms is our brûlée goat cheese.
Oh.
It's as simple as that. We take local goat cheese, we add a couple things to it, some roasted garlic and pepitas, and we brûlée it under the fire.
Wow.
And then we serve it with some toast.
Gosh.
It's that simple.
And that is its quintessential sense of place. When you're talking about pepitas, and are you using local goats, local goat cheese? So that is exactly what we're talking about, friends. We're talking about all of this wonderful opportunity to source local ingredients and do something. Well, I mean, what was the last time you heard about a goat cheese, you know, brulee, for crying out loud?
No, I'm excited because I think that what Ryan's describing is plates for all appetites, which I love. You know, you can come in here and get a plate of oysters maybe on your way to a show and then come back and have a larger plate or greens for lunch. You just love it. I love it.
Yeah, I know, and it's like celebrity hour because, you know, we go on the show, and then Danny Plattner from People's Mortgage walks in, and, you know, this is a guy who knows what an exceptional culinary experience is. Danny Plattner of People's Mortgage. Now, he's like, you're ruining my cover. I just want to come here for a you know, bite and a drink. But anyway, Danny, always good to see you, sir. But this is exactly what we're talking about, this intentional culinary experience that is so Ryan Clark. I just don't know how else to put it into words.
No, it's fantastic, and I think that we've seen some things change in our culinary scene in Tucson, and definitely what needs to sort of be remembered is the local influence, the ingredients, having somebody hands-on, whether it's you or your sous chef, just somebody hands-on in that kitchen all the time. The menu's constantly changing, whether it's seasonally or what's trending. I love that. You're not just, you don't walk into the place and it's the same 10 dishes that have been on the menu for 25 years.
I can tell you, we are hands-on. We have we just opened a couple weeks ago, and we sleep, we eat, we do everything here. So we really have not left.
There's cots under the kumquat cheese next to the goats.
So you're here 7 days a week, you said, Chef.
We are.
Do you have a full operation? Are you open for lunch, open for dinner late?
We're open for lunch. We're also open for dinner. We have a late night on Friday and Saturdays, and we do happy hour every day from 3 to 6 p.m. We're closed on Mondays, but that doesn't mean I'm closed. I'm still here doing things.
So you can just actually peer through the window and watch him prepare for the week ahead.
Smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision.
The setting is something that I always really loved when I come down to Augustine. I just love the thoughtful way that the space has been put together. I love the fact that the bar lounge area is sort of a little bit removed from the dining room. You know, sometimes you've got the bar right in the middle of the space. This is the way it's done that will not sort of distract from either the cocktail or the culinary experience. And this has really got to be a dream.
It's exciting. I mean, we were packed last night, and like you said, it's separated. So we had this great vibe going on in the bar. It was kind of standing room only, people having cocktails and schmoozing and walking around and talking. And then we had the little bit more elegant dining experience across the way. Again, another great vibe, though. We had the open kitchen where people can peer in and see the chefs working hard and see the orders being called out and the pots and the fire and all that kind of stuff. So it's a great vibe. That's one thing that I just love so much about this space.
And I think, you know, there might be a misperception about, the location. I mean, you're thinking downtown Tucson. I mean, this, classically is a part of the downtown scene.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're just a block west of the interstate. I mean, it's all part of that general downtown corridor, and it's so easy to get to. Parking is easy. I mean, you've made it as easy as possible.
Yeah, it's really simple. The parking, I mean, we have so much parking out here. We have people that come in for a show, and they'll stay here, have dinner, leave their car, take a one-minute taxi ride to the show, get dropped off right in front. There's no walking.
Ideal.
And then when they leave the show, when there's that big rush of people, they just jump back in the taxi, come back to their car, and they're on their way.
Or just come back to the bar.
Come back to the bar,
and sit out.
Yeah.
Except for Garrett, because he doesn't sit, we learned.
Exactly.
Now, you're going to be rocking on New Year's Eve. You know, Jessica and I were talking about New Year's Eve, all the great opportunities there are to have some fun on the culinary and cocktail landscape. What do you guys have up your sleeve for New Year's?
New Year's, we're doing a prefix menu. So it's a 5-course menu. We're focusing on all that local stuff again. We're actually still playing off of our main menu that we're doing. So you're going to have a lot of those favorites that we started with here because we're getting into our grind with the new menu.
Sure.
And we want to, let people still experience that before we go out and start new things. So we're already filling up, though. I mean, we've got a few spots left, but it's definitely filling up fast.
Outstanding. Number to call for someone to make the last-minute reservation?
Yeah, 444-5739.
Okay, 444-5739.
Excellent.
We just got a tweet from a listener on the East Coast who is asking Chef Ryan Clark, if you were at home for New Year's Eve, what would you make?
Oh, probably start with a bottle of champagne.
Yes. Yes.
At like 8:30.
At 8:30. Might end there. No, I would just go right for the oysters.
Right
for the oysters.
Is Brandon going to have to come home with you to do the shucking?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't put him through that. If I had the night off, I'm sure he'd have his hands full.
Champagne and oysters. I mean, that's just about it, isn't it, Jess?
That's about as classic as you can get.
Are you an oyster girl?
Yeah.
Is there anything to this whole kind of, you can only eat oysters in months ending in R? I mean, is that an urban legend, Chef?
I've heard it. I mean, I don't know. Don't know that one too well.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're, harvesting deep in the waters, where it's nice and chilled, I don't think it matters what time of year. And you can get oysters here year-round.
And oysters come from different parts of the country and
exactly.
The world, too. So you might be doing Pacific Northwest certain times of the year, Gulf oysters certain times of the year. You and I know that.
Let's go for the baked oysters.
That's right. That's right. So what are kind of the plans? I mean, you've been open for 2 weeks, and there goes Jessica on the cocktail again. I can't even get a word out of my mouth without her taking a drink of my cocktail. Garrett, there's some injustice going on around here. Anyway, have as much as you want.
I'm good.
So you've been open for 2 weeks. The community has responded in immeasurable ways. Last night you said you were packed. New Year's Eve is going to be out of control in a good way. Looking ahead to 2014, what do you want Augustine Kitchen to be? I mean, are you going to be changing things up seasonally? Are you going to be doing any sort of special promotions around holidays or commemoratives? How can we get to know Augustine Kitchen in 2014?
Well, 2014 is going to be a big year for us because every single day that we come in, and we have lineup with our staff before every service, and I tell them, today we're going to be better. So 2014, we're going to get better each and every day,
wow.
And that's so important to us. We do have some specials that are coming up. Of course, we have Valentine's Day, which is going to be crazy. Good luck getting a seat for that here at Augustine. But we're going to be doing wine dinner events. We've also played with some ideas of doing beers and brats out on the patio with different local brewers.
Yes, please.
We got a lot of stuff up our sleeves that we're going to be doing. We just got to start cranking it out. We've had our hands full with this opening, but now that we're starting to move and everything's working together, we're going to get into that right away.
Fantastic.
Let me just tell you one thing I love about this space. The inside's gorgeous. The bar's is perfect. It's got a great vibe. But I love the outdoor space, Ryan. And I just envision, you know, lots of activities going on. Pig roasts and brats on the grill and, you know, just celebrations out here. Do you sort of how much of the space can you use?
Well, certainly. We have a liquor license that expands this entire space here. So we can do weddings out there. We had a great event not too long ago with the Umi Star restaurant came down here for their holiday party. Right. We also have a rooftop up top, if you haven't seen that, and a little banquet space in the area. So, yeah, there's potential to do parties for up to 400 here.
That's excellent.
You can do 400 in this
400
space,
people
utilizing
in this space.
The inside and the outside.
That's correct.
And you're going to have Tana Fryer from Blue.
Tana Fryer.
Artisan and Cheese is going to be right across the courtyard.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Well, you have brought a symphony of flavors for us to enjoy. And as soon as we do our gift card trivia question, we're actually going to dig in and have you kind of walk us through what you put together for us to enjoy.
Yeah.
Well, we want to ask you right now, because we're going to go to a commercial break. What a great time for a trivia question. So the first person that calls the line right now with the right answer to the question, you're going to get an Augustine Kitchen gift certificate and to experience Augustine and even Ryan Clark for yourself. What's a fun question for the week, Chef?
Well, I thought something would be fun. We talked about it today, our local purveyors that we use. How many do you think we use here at Augustine? I'll give you a hint. It's more than 15.
Okay. How many local purveyors?
Local purveyors.
Are you using and working with regularly here at Augustine Kitchen?
That's correct.
Great question. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right here, right now at 880-5678. That's 880-KNST for a chance to win a gift card for Augustine Kitchen. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Augustine Kitchen. Just off of Congress, just a block west of I-10 on the south side of the street, having a great time, as I do every year-end show from Alliance Beverage, our celebrity co-host, Jessica Nenedick. She has put the cocktail down for 5 seconds.
Hello.
This is a milestone moment for you.
That's not true. That is not true.
I'm forgetting this is live radio, and we have listeners from all over the country. Your reputation precedes you. But anyway, we're having a great time here at Augustine Kitchen. Chef Ryan Clark is here. He's put out a bounty of goodness for us to enjoy. But we do have a trivia question on the table, and the board is full of callers back at the intergalactic headquarters of KNST over there on Oracle and Fort Lowell. Again, the question is, how many local purveyors does Augustine Kitchen work with on a regular basis? And we're going to go right to line one and say hi to Ron. Ron, how are you doing?
Hey, fine.
Listen, I want to give you this gift card, Ron, and you've got a tall order in front of you. What's the answer?
24.
24, he says. Chef?
Ooh, that's close, but we're going a little bit higher.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
It's not 24, but anyway, thanks so much for trying. That opens up a line at 880-5678, 880-KNST. How many local purveyors does Augustine Kitchen work with? And it's not 24. We're going to go to line two and say hi to Tom. Hey, Tom, what's the answer?
Hey, how you doing? Enjoying the show. I would say 27.
27, Tom says.
27 is correct.
Oh,
that's right. Just like that.
You got to be kidding me.
Second
caller. Hey, I can't lie. I cannot lie.
Now, Tom, are you one of the 27 purveyors by any chance?
I am not, unfortunately.
And do you work for Chef Ryan Clark at Augustine Kitchen?
I do not.
Just making sure our eligibility criteria are alive and well. Anyway, Tom, congratulations. I want to thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling in. You absolutely nailed it. So, look, you are in for a big treat. Chef Ryan Clark is going to treat you to an experience that is really, I think, going to be a life-transforming experience. Come on in. Ask for him by name. You're going to be coming to enjoy Augustine Kitchen for yourself. So don't go away. Michael back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to send that gift card out to you in the mail.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Tom. 27.
27. We're not kidding. We've got places like McClendon Select, Double Check Ranch, Fiora de Capra Goat's Cheese, High Energy Agriculture Farms, Sleeping Frog Farms, Blue, Sherry's, Tizzino de Gelato. I mean, it just the list goes on. And that's just food. We're not talking about the local wines we have or our 7 draft beers that are all locally made here in Tucson.
And the kumquat tree. Which is just steps away. You know, things aren't being shipped here overnight in frozen bags from New York. I mean, this is local as local can be. And you've given us an idea for what you have in mind when you're putting together this great menu. What have you brought out for us to enjoy, Chef?
Oh, so this is our current jars that's on the menu.
Okay.
And we do 4 different spreads. It's served with garlic toast. So if we go around here, this is a chipotle and hummus spread. And then we have a pork rillette, which is basically a shoulder that's braised until it falls apart, and it's whipped with butter
that's
and seasonings.
One? Oh, yep. My gosh.
And then we have a house-made ricotta cheese. So we make this every single day, and we finish it with lemon and lemon zest. Oh. So it's a lemon ricotta. And then our whipped salmon, smoked in-house and finished with capers and creme fraiche.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is how you start your meal at Augustine, with a current jar for the table.
Okay, now I know you've brought the garlic toast points, which are great vehicles. And I, just because I don't want to violate protocol, I've actually spread this on the toast. I want to just take one of these jars, Chef, and one of these cocktails, and just sit quietly in the corner with a big spoon. This pork rillette, Jessica, I'm going in.
Well, you had me at pork shoulder and butter.
Yeah, pork shoulder and butter, little seasoning. Yeah, we braise it for about 6 hours, and it's just so tender and just falls apart.
Oh, my gosh. Delicious.
It's like candy.
I know. I'm going to talk about this dish while you have a mouthful of jar.
Okay, our audience thanks you.
This dish right here is so beautiful. I don't even want to disturb it.
Yeah, so this this is probably our biggest seller right now. This is our scallops and pork belly.
Oh.
It's that simple. We do an edamame risotto underneath. And we have a glaze that we do with it's kind of a pan jus from the scallops with hoisin and the braising jus from the pork.
Oh.
So, you know, crispy scallops, crispy pork belly, hoisin jus, and edamame risotto. Unbelievable dish.
And it's prepared
gorgeous.
Beautifully. Some microgreens on the top there to give it a really beautiful kind of an aesthetic appearance. And pork belly, so he does love us.
He does.
I love you guys.
Pork is love, right, Matt.
How do we eat that? What's the best way to eat that?
I don't know. You're going to have to go in with your fingers, it looks like.
We don't have any silverware. Well,
this could be a first. I'm eating pork belly with my hands, and Chef says it's okay.
Yes. He's going in.
I'm actually going to do this.
You are going to do this.
This is my show.
I might
do whatever
you.
I want. Okay. I'm doing all right. So
oh, my gosh.
Pillowy soft, a nice sear on the end, a beautiful crust with these microgreens, with the sort of the sticky hoisin sauce that he's done, along with this beautiful edamame and this wonderful sort of bed of wonderfully rich risotto.
She heard you.
Our lovely engineer here, Cindy, brings over the fork.
Well, you don't need it.
But Jessica's going in. Let me just try.
So you said this is one of the favorites on the menu. What else? What other kinds of things are people really, really enjoying?
Well, so far that's one of our biggest sellers, and it's $24. It's a great deal.
Oh, wow.
For fresh diver scallops and pork belly. And then, you know, the prices go down to even $13. It's one of my favorite things is our house-made dumplings. We use local flour, and it's a chicken and dumpling. It's soul food at its finest. So.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely beautiful. Is that not out of this world? Pork belly. See, now this is where my wife comes over, and she just starts hovering. She starts hovering because she hears
speechless.
Chef Brian talk about, you know, whipped that and roasted that and sous vide that. Are you doing some sous vide here at Augustine?
Oh, we do, yeah. We've got hanger steaks in the sous vide, and we do a nice 64 degree Celsius egg. That's the slow poached sous vide egg
and
that's on a few different dishes.
How long are you doing the egg in the sous vide?
The egg's about 1 hour.
An hour.
We serve that on our local Wagyu beef tartare.
Mm. Yes, please.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. He said Wagyu.
God.
Anyway, we have about another minute left. Chef Ryan Clark, executive chef and partner here at Augustine Kitchen in Mercado San Augustine. How can people find you online? Because your menu is there for all to see.
Real simple. It's augustinekitchen.com. That's A-G-U-S. T-I-N, AugustineKitchen.com.
Fantastic. Anyway, Jessica from Alliance Beverage, always great to see you. Happy New Year, my friend, as we toast to Bubbly and say goodbye to a wonderful year and hello to a good one. Chef Ryan Clark, thank you to your culinary and cocktail team for really making a lot of friends here today, and I wish you all the best in 2014.
Pleasure. Thanks so much,
if
Matt.
You missed any part of the show whatsoever, cheers. The entire show is going to be up on our website on themenulive.com next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Jessica Nenadic reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers. See you at Augustine.